Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pardon our mess. Ah! We're building a bigger and better Mike O'Mara Show that'll be ready for you soon. Sorry, you might hear some hammering in the background.
It was pretty dynamic when we first visited this morning, Mike.
Yes, yeah, little crowbarring going on down here.
Crowbar!
Floor, new flooring being put in.
Laying down some new flooring.
Myron flooring down here. Right. By the way, if you were checking what type of floor goes into the O'Mara household, no, it's not tile. No, it's not hardwood. No, it's laminate. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It wipes clean with a sponge.
It's come a long way, Mike.
It has.
15 years ago, it would have been Italian marble. But now it's laminate.
You were also married to a different person 15 years ago.
Yes, I was. Yes. Yeah, and life is, you know what?
Much better, Mike.
Blessed with a capital B. But here's the big thing.
Hey, I need you to sign it right here for the delivery. We brought you a tile.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, how do you like that, huh? Hey, listen, you don't want to walk on it and sing. You're going to make dough on it. Anyway, so
very excited. Hey, it's Wednesday. We all know what that means.
Yes.
It's Wide Open Wednesday. Do we have music for Wide Open Wednesday?
We don't. We never have. We,
you know, maybe next week.
Let's think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little
theme
stager.
Song. Yeah.
You know, showmanship. You know that, Rob. It's your middle name. So let's get right to it. Wide Open Wednesday. And let's take our first call. Hello. You're the first call on Wide Open Wednesday.
Wait.
Okay. Hello. Who's this?
Hi.
Oh.
Kiki K.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
I always think of that when I hear your name. And you have been a supporter of this show for, I've remembered your name because you've got a memorable name. So I know that you've been a supporter for a very long time.
I like to call her KKK, Mike.
And she sent those pics, Mike.
Those actually were almost my initials. But yeah, I've listened since D&M days. I had a question for Rob.
Shoot.
Okay. I just found my 45.
Yes.
And I want to, catalog them and see if we have similar ones, but I want to know if I have one that you don't have.
All right.
Ooh. Oh. There. This would be, and I'm going to root for you, Kiki. With this crazy Kiki K call before the morning coffee, I want to make sure that you have the one that he does. So let me
Rob's
give you a tempani.
Swap shop.
Yeah, it is.
Kiki, okay. Lay it on us. What is the 45 you have in your possession that you think Rob does not?
What do you give a Wookiee for Christmas when he already has a comb?
Oh, the single from the Star Wars Christmas special.
Rob?
I do not have the 45.
Ah, there you go. Don't qualify. You either do.
But I have the LP.
He has the vinyl.
Yeah, he's got everything.
I think technically that means Kiki wins, though, because Kiki has the 45 and you don't.
She does. Well, this would be the single edit, Mike, for radio airplay.
What, Kiki, what is the title of it again?
What do you give a Wookiee for Christmas when he already has a comb?
Is there a flip side to it?
There probably is, but I don't have it in front of me right now.
Oh, you're ill prepared.
Mm. Very good.
Mm. That's
right.
I know.
Kiki, thanks for playing. Gotta
thanks,
go.
Kiki. That's a
thanks
slice
for calling
of Tradio. Right out of the gate. Thank you very much, Kiki.
It's
Let's
Tradio.
Move on. Hello. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, Wide Open Wednesday. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Well, great. What's your name, friend?
My name is Grimy. I'm calling from Orlando.
Grimy!
I know of this gentleman.
Has Grimy called before?
He's been a frequent contributor to the mailbag.
Yeah, Grimy also, we met him when we did the Big Duff. He came out and partied with us.
Okay.
Grimy, what can we do for you this morning?
Well, one, I wanted to apologize for that meeting. I was hammered and started freestyling while you were on the drums, and I had no idea who Rob was, so my apologies.
And now
you
know
that's
I'm
interesting. That's interesting you mentioned that, Grimy, because I didn't have anything to drink at the Big Duff.
As I recall, yes.
Grimy, I will tell you, let me tell you this, pal, that that is one of the legendary drunks that I'm talking about people
taking me back to my hotel room, fire alarm ringing attempts where I tried to do that. I believe there was an altercation with some people outside of our little, remember that little party room we had off to the side?
Yes.
that we went to after hours, and I believe I threw a watch against the wall. Lots of just
broken
horrible
glass. Yeah, horrible.
Yes, insane, insane behavior. Mm. It truly insane. And then awakened the following day by people that couldn't wake me up, knocking on my door, and they finally woke me up. Horrible, just despicable behavior. Yes,
great times. It was great times. I just wanted to do an old. I wasn't able to call back in the Don and Mike show days, but I had this. I wanted to see if I can Mike make laugh.
You mean make Mike laugh?
Oh, you almost had it, Grimey. You have to call next week and try that if you don't mind. Goodbye.
Oh, Oscar's cutting you off. Oh, that's
terrible. We got to get to 10, Mike. We can't linger longer.
But hold on. We got nothing but time. Grimey, do you have a joke?
No, I let him go, Mike.
You hung up on Grimey?
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know,
he'll always be there, Mike. He'll always be there.
He might still be talking.
Grimey, that was Oscar, not me. Let's take our third call. Count them. Third call. Shooting for 10 today on Wide Open Wednesday. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. That does not count.
Oh, okay.
It's Stephanie Matulik. I see it. She's just sitting there.
Is that us or is that you, Stephanie? We're trying. What's wrong with your phone?
I'm nothing. I had you on speaker, but I took you off.
Oh, very kind of you, Stephanie. Well, it looks like the line's breaking up, Stephanie. I have to call next week.
Stephanie, what can we do for you?
Can you make Mike laugh?
No, stop it. We're not doing make us laugh. What can we do for you, Stephanie?
I was just calling and checking in, representing the great state of California as the president of the California chapter of the fan club.
Thank you very, very much, Stephanie. We sincerely appreciate everybody and everything that everybody does on the fan club.
That's California Mike in Orlando checking in.
That's wonderful. Oh, well, are you trying to hustle through these, Oscar?
No,
Stephanie, did you hang up on Stephanie?
No, she's still there. You asked us yesterday, and you.
Well, I want to get 10. I don't need to sprint through them.
You had a mandate for California.
Hi.
Right. Oh, that's right. Oh, you're right. Okay.
I was being paranoid
because I think you're hustling through these. Stephanie, is there anything else we can do for you?
I just want to wish you best of luck on your surgery, Mike, and I know that it's just going to go well.
Thank you very much. I'm starting, we're basically a week out, and I'm getting a little edgy now about that. But I'll keep you posted. And, hey, if I die, love you. Thanks for the call, Stephanie.
Appreciate it, Mike. That was nice.
Take care. All right, let's moving right along. That was 3. We got to go to number 4. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the radio.
Oh, quit whining, pony. This is for you. That's you, Ron.
Oh, no. That's not like the other guy. That was feeble. Count.
That was very feeble.
But it was our 4th call.
It was. And, it counts.
By the way, we haven't even given the phone number. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-0667. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, all right.
We're doing fine. Who's calling?
My name is Jason.
Hi, Jason. What can we do for you?
In honor of you guys being on 97.1 The Wave, playing the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, I have a little impression of our old friend DJ Batman for you.
Oh, I would love this is an impression setup of DJ Batman. I would love to hear that.
All right, f*** you, Rob.
We shouldn't laugh, Mike. We shouldn't laugh.
No. That encourages them. That encourages them.
In
by
character.
The way, that was the
to the best of my knowledge.
That was the halfway point.
To the best of my knowledge, DJ Batman has never said that. Therefore, that impression sucks.
Now, do you
it's a bad impression.
Let me ask you this, Robin. I'll ask you because you probably know the voice better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's the original guy?
No, I think that's a hangers-on there.
That's a hanger-on? I thought so, too.
I think so, too.
That might be. All right, Wide Open Wednesday. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Stan in Spokane.
Stan
the Spokane man.
Do you have air conditioning or a fan, Stan the man in Spokane?
Well, thank you so much.
I didn't give you a compliment.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios to the Cappy Pfeiffer Room.
I changed. It's not the Cappy Pfeiffer Room either. You got it wrong. It's the Pfeiffer Room.
It's the Pfeiffer Room.
Right, mm-hmm. The Pfeiffer Room, because I thought the Pfeiffer Room had a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it's like the Viper Room. Someone's going to OD outside.
Yep, might be me.
Okay, well, thank you. Oh, one more thing?
Uh-oh.
Don't say it.
F*** you,
no.
Rob.
Oh, no, 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 no. See, that's no. Now
and I think
I'm
that was the right guy. I think that was him.
Mm-hmm. That was him.
Was that call number 6 or 7?
That's number 6, Mike. 6.
That's 6. Okay, let's move right
along.
Feels
like so many more.
I know. And Rob, I'm going to put the kibosh
on that.
Stop
doing that to Rob, people.
With doubles. That's horrible. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Turn your
radio
down,
please. I can't believe we have to ask that when we're doing a podcast. Turn it down, please.
Hello?
It's down.
Okay, you moron. Can we help you?
Hi, Sparrow here.
Oh, of course. Of course. Hey, sorry about that, that thing that happened on Sunday night. Pretty bad for your character.
Yeah, that's really tough.
Yeah.
How are you, Steven?
I cannot complain at all.
Why not?
Isn't that great? We have gotten 20 new members in the fan club since you guys have started really pushing the fan club on the podcast.
That's great news. That's great because you guys, a lot of the people on the fan club support our advertisers, and we refer to you as the High Sparrow because you are kind of running the cult of TMOS, and we have to occasionally rein you in, but we really can't because you're impossible to discipline, and you also, you're dangerous.
It's
and,
a partnership,
But we fear him. We fear him to a certain extent. Yes. That's the way it goes. But he's been also, the thing about the High Sparrow, and we're speaking with him right now, is that, you know, he is set in his ways. He has a way of doing things, and no one can change the way he does things, but he is, his kindness is his sword. That's what I wanted to say.
He has so much forward momentum driven by his kind sword that it's impossible.
And he said that with a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
Have you quelled this mutiny that's been going on the fan page with this whole Mad Hatter thing, Stephen? Have things settled down on that front a little bit?
A little bit since, you know, people found out exactly what the situation was. A lot of people just jump to conclusions without doing any research.
Yeah,
that
Mike.
Space that we rented was not going to be open. We added 70 new spaces to the meet and greet, but people thought that we were taking 70 spaces away from everybody. So once they got that straightened out, it hasn't been too bad.
What about Merle? What are your feelings on Merle?
Yeah, Merle Rogers.
Oh, she's great. She really is. I mean, you know, I'm a human being. And I just, you know, when she called a bunch of the members of the club nitwits, I said, why would you want to be in a club full of nitwits? And so I let her go.
Nitwits.
Did you bring her back into the fold?
Will Johnson brought her back, but I was going to anyway.
So everybody's happy, and Steven's talking about the fact that we're having a meet and greet at the Mad Hatter across from the DC Improv. And, you know, Steven, we appreciate everything you do, and I'm really glad that we're getting new people on the fan club. And thank you once again for orchestrating that incredibly generous gift for me for next year. I'm thrilled about that.
Go ahead and send that over when we get a chance, please.
Yeah.
Two more calls, Mike, and we get to 10.
I thought we have 7. I have 7. I'm counting here 7. We might need 3.
We need
more
to check
calls
with John Canoza, Mike, who's running
Steven,
statistics.
Is there anything else? I do not want to hang up on you.
No. I'll hang up and listen.
God bless you, Steven.
You,
thank you very much. Steven Douglas McIntyre, everybody. Hello. Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Guten Tag from Berlin, Germany.
Oh! Berlin, Germany. We got our international call. We got East Coast, West Coast, and international. I am walking on air. This is delightful. What's your name, sir?
Brendan.
Hi, Brendan. You're in Berlin?
Yes, sir.
And that's probably, I would say it's midday or early afternoon in Berlin right now?
Just after 3 o'clock.
That's wonderful. And you listen to the show often when you're overseas?
Every day on the train.
Would you like to share something in German with our listening audience, please?
Well, I know that Rob knows a tiny bit of German, and I don't know that we've done this in a different language.
Rob.
Rob. I don't know what that means.
I don't know German.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Have a good one. We got to take some more. 2 more left. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
I think I know what he said.
I think I do, too. Hello, you're on the show. Hello.
Hey, happy Wide Open Wednesday. It's Joel Rogers calling.
Oh, Joe Rogers. Yeah.
Our favorite airline pilot, one of the best supporters. I love hearing from all these P1s. This is great. How are you, Joel?
Good.
Sorry about that sound. Sorry about that sound. Joel, let me ask you,
when you were getting on a plane, do you ever tell the guys in the back, and you're like, hey, you know, I know we got to take off, but why don't you work on the wings before we taxi off?
I'm using a rush to get somewhere,
so no.
Hey, Joel, while we have you, we had a discussion last week about the fact that a roller coaster, the first drop always has to be the highest. Because the momentum is what drives it through the rest of the coaster. You're a roller coaster expert. Do you remember that discussion on the show?
I do when I was on vacation, so I couldn't respond when you did it a couple weeks ago.
Can you weigh in, please?
Coaster, it coasts. It coasts. So once you get to the top of the lift hill, it's just, you know, potential energy turning into kinetic energy. So it's there's no power required.
Now, so you were right, Rob. You were right about that. Is that the reason you asked him, Rob, because you wanted that to be validated? Because you certainly wouldn't have asked him if you thought you were going to be wrong.
No, Mike, I wanted to make sure that America knows the truth.
Would you call the fact, Joel, that there has been four callers, one international, really insulting Rob, and it's really taken on a life of its own? Is that kinetic energy?
Oh, wow.
It's some kind of energy. Wow. I don't know what.
Would you call Oscar standing by to pounce on a man when he's down potential energy?
God. Okay, Joel, where are your travels taking you? Are you on? And hey, I know how to talk pilot speak. What equipment are you on? Are you on the new Airbus now?
I'm on the little Airbus, the A320, 321, but I just put in my bid for the big Airbus, which is the A330. So,
ooh, the A330,
fall.
The jumbo jet, yeah, the big one.
Go to class for a month this fall and then do the overseas stuff.
Oh, good for you. Well, you know, we appreciate you, taking our book everywhere in the United States and around the world.
Such a good guy, Joel.
You're a good guy, and really appreciate all the support, Joel.
Well, thanks. It's very kind. Enjoy the new hips.
Thank you very much.
Mike, he was asking you about your equipment.
Our listeners with that little edge. And our last call, our 10th of the morning. And by the way, we got everything we were looking for today.
Yeah, we did.
In the international call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm number 10?
Yes, sir.
All right, well,
f***
you, Rob.
Oh, no. Now it's gotten completely out of hand. I'm not laughing at it anymore. That is it.
Oscar's not laughing either. Yeah, having a stroke.
Not laughing at Yahtzee. All. No,
that doesn't.
We got everything.
We have to take another one.
I think that when you see the same number over and over again, there may be somebody with an agenda.
Somebody's doing that on purpose.
Yeah, no, four different lines, Mike, of
Rob,
the same name.
I'm with you. The joke has definitely worn itself out.
I wish that you wouldn't even talk about it.
Mike, they killed the bit.
This is like they killed it. They killed it. And this is like the fan running on the field, you know, where you just don't show them.
You keep talking about it.
I will. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to keep it going. I have to entertain just because your little d's are hurt. I can't do anything about it right now. I'm trying to do my best.
The nurple sting, Rob, but you got to move forward.
The German one was like at the high point of comedy, and then we immediately went back to the unoriginal people.
What are the odds we get to interview your contractors?
None. Let's start the show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Get ready to match the stars as we play the star-studded Match Game. And here's the host of Match Game,
let me have your attention for a moment. Because you're talking about what? You're talking about bitching about that sale you shot. Some son of a bitch don't want to buy land. Somebody don't want what you're selling. Some broad you're trying to screw, so forth. Let's talk about something important. Are they all here?
All but one.
Well, I'm going anyway. Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm f***ing with you? I am not f***ing with you. I'm here from downtown.
And I'm here on a mission of mercy.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch? I don't gotta listen to this shit.
You certainly don't, pal. Because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you've got all you've got just 1 week to regain your job, starting with tonight. Starting with tonight's sit.
Oh, have I got your attention now? Good. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
You, that's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I understand why the show doesn't have the same rhythm as the old match game. It's just not working.
That one clip was so weird. He barely talked to the panel.
So passionate.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE, but the privilege might have been revoked today. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Bowl and Branch. I will be honest with you. I'm going to give you full disclosure when I tell you
Thank
about
you.
This new client of the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm a guy, okay? So when it comes to sheets and pillowcases and bedding, to be perfectly honest with you, my excitement level...
Oh, I would say it's a 10, just like that bandsaw.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. My excitement level did not get up to a super level, but when my wife put the Bowl and Branch bedding on our bed, they have reinvented sheets and bedding, and when those were on the bed, and I slept in them, and right. I got another listener that contacted me. Do you guys get all that message? Because they sent them to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
About
yeah.
the guy that his wife put on the Bowl and Branch.
Yes.
They're incredible. They have reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable, and I don't know... You know what it's all about. I don't know how they do it. All I know is they feel incredible, and you can only get their products at one place, bowlandbranch.com. You're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead, and they're truly luxurious 100% organic cotton sheets for a couple $100. They're really the best. Just visit Bowl, that's B-O-L-L, and branch.com, and you can try them out risk-free for 30 nights. Even better, go to bowlandbranch.com today for 20% off your entire order. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything plus free shipping. Just remember the promo code TMOS. That's bowlandbranch.com, B-O-O-L, and branch.com with the TMOS code. Really, really great stuff. We're getting a second set of them because
yeah.
they're that
fantastic. Good stuff.
Absolutely amazing. How are you doing? You are, you're basically.
That's a kick to the shins right there.
You know what? Then I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, no, Mike, all we have to do is hope that.
Clear our throats, get a lozenge.
Hope that those who. Really thought the bit was funny, wanted to double down on it, that
right.
decided to take part. They understand that they overstepped, and right. it's time to move on.
You can't always have candy for dinner. That's
and
what I
exactly.
tell them.
Yes. Exactly.
It also may be something that we have to take responsibility for, because the first, I would say, 5 weeks it happened, the one and done was fairly entertaining, for me at least. I can't speak for you, Mike.
You know what?
But today they ruined
the novelty of it.
Yes.
The novelty of it. And then, and to be honest with you, I know Rob Spiewak, he was in on the joke too, and it was funny to him. Initially,
yeah,
and then it got to be
today
a
was just bullying, Mike.
If that's me,
say no to bullying, Mike. This is a bully-free zone.
I'm there. I've been there. I'm pissed off. All right, now I'm mad. Mad. I'm not happy with this. The thing about it is that we always say there are three guys that routinely get their balls busted, and really, the only thing I would say is leave the driving to the professionals.
Yeah,
Thank you very much. The way.
And don't call SDM a nitwit.
That's right.
Well, that's here was the controversy on that fan page. The controversy with SDM.
I think we can all agree that it's been a grind.
He cut through Merle like a bandsaw.
Here's the thing. If it was really faint in the background, it wouldn't be part of the show. Now I'm taking it and I'm using it as part of the show.
Yes.
Here's the thing about SDM. There have been many, many more heated exchanges and insults thrown. Rob, you know better than I do.
Oh, yeah.
On that fan page where, they've been fireable offenses. And that's why Nitwit from our friend Merle Rogers was really not that egregious.
Lighthearted.
But I guess, yes, it was kind of lighthearted, and all this speaks to the passion of people that listen to this show.
Yes,
that's
and
key.
I don't know whether it's the time of year. I don't know whether I'm more sensitive to it because I am about to go in and deal with my own stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I'm getting so many people that share the stories of crap they have gone through, And this type of program, and I mean this sincerely, there are a lot of other things that can make you laugh. There are a lot of other media outlets. You can go to the movies. You can turn on your favorite TV show. The idea of the little show we do, the hour and a half to 2 hours a day, 2 hours if you're listening on the radio, about an hour and 70 minutes or so if you're listening, you know, on a podcast. People take it with them. They stockpile it. They keep it in their back pocket. It's almost portable, and they rely on it. And I just want to say that I get it from you, the listeners that share that with me. A beautiful one today about people that especially have gone through some loss in their lives, and that we were the only thing that gave them a break to have them laugh. And I think that that is when I get that, and I got one first thing this morning. When I, you know, when I get that first thing in the morning.
Were you glad that you saw it?
Guess what? I don't think it's a saw.
Really?
Oh, what is it?
I don't think it's a saw. I think it's some sort of...
A jig?
I think it's grinding something.
Oh.
I think it's grinding something.
No, my fellow Latino, and I guess you might have done some contracting past, intern Adrian says it's something else. Adrian.
What is it? Adrian, would you like to share? What is it, Adrian?
Oh, I've never done work. These hands are...
Thanks, Adrian. Okay, that's
why
great.
Why would you raise your hand?
It's a drill.
Why did you raise your hand?
That's
did you
not
have
a
something?
Drill.
Oh, my God.
It's not a drill. You moron.
It's a drill.
Go.
Never
look,
again.
Roll a fatty and go sit in the back of your car.
Mike, he just passed me a note. Adrian says it's the sound of an electronic empanada roller.
That's a great idea.
It is.
Man.
We could really bring it into the 20th
that
century.
That is genius. Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, look, this is the part of the home they're at. There's no way I could avoid it. It's just the way things are.
Do they work
out
on Saturdays and Sundays?
You know what? I'm not getting them to. I'm not getting in the way of their mojo. And, you know, to be honest, I'm a little afraid. So that's all that, because really,
Pats?
Really, when you do
tears?
With our soft hand, by the way, Rob is still pissed. Have to say that. Yes, what can I do to make you feel better?
It's
right
not
now?
That I just
because
got
I value you as a human being.
I apologize. I just got a very cagey text from Carrie. So I don't know. I was just.
Oh really? Yeah. Okay. All
so,
right.
I apologize.
All right.
Oh, why don't you take that and we can still do a show.
We'll take a break and we will come back. And do you want us to stop down or?
If we can just take a moment. That would be awesome.
Yeah, let's take a moment. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's finally here. We're going to begin our Game of Thrones recap. I'm going to give you the best I can because that's what everybody's talking about. And we will continue as long as people don't think I'm screwing it up. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hun, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The show brought to you by Texture. When it comes to magazines, you know what you like. And with Texture, you can get everything you like in one super convenient place. The Texture app lets you tap into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, right on your smartphone or your tablet. Imagine instant access to hundreds of your favorite magazines, including back issues, for all the articles that interest you the most. Simple to use, too. Just click the headlines and Texture takes you instantly to your article. And they pop, at least on my tablet they do. I will tell you something, when I'm reading my Esquire and my Golf Digest and looking at my video features, just beautiful, beautiful quality. You'll never run out of stuff you love, and you don't have that big stack of magazines all over the house. You'll always be one step ahead of what's going on because the top stories and noteworthy sections get updated throughout the day. You won't miss a thing. Plus, you can share Texture with the whole family. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. You'll get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Start binging for free and do it right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS and enjoy the magazine content that you have wanted for a very, very long time. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, I always say we're going to talk about Game of Thrones, and then I remember we got something else on the docket. We have a dear friend of the show, the main man, the voice man for this show that has been with us for a very long time, a legendary radio personality in Washington, D.C.
And keep in mind, he's actually come out and introduced us live at our live shows.
Yep, and I was just playing the saw again. It's a saw. I found that out during the break. It's a saw. It's called a band saw. Hi, Dude Walker, Mike O'Mara. How are you, my friend?
How are you guys?
We're doing great, dude. It's always great to hear your voice. Dude Walker, for those of you that may not know, the voice of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been for a very, very long time. And dude has done voice work all over the country and also dabbles occasionally. You will see him in shows, you know, like the Kevin Spacey
House
Netflix
of Cards.
Show, House of Cards, every
right.
now and then.
So cool.
You know, where he gets his little speaking role. I'm so jealous. And he's plugged in. Dude pursues the freelance thing and has done it for a very long time and knows how to do it right. My ambition in that area is just so lacking. And dude tries to help me all the time, and then I do things like record something into my phone and send it along. And you know, the last was a Trump thing that you sent my way, and I don't know what happened, but thank you. I'm glad you got it. And keep them coming, dude. Oscar bought me a brand new microphone, so I can record right into my phone and send it to people that want to hear, like, an audition or something. So,
ooh, sounds good. Hey, listen, a quick technical thing I got to do here. I'm going to put you, I know this means nothing to the audience. I have to put you on a phone patch here, basically, because I'm talking to you through a phone right now, but I'd rather talk to you through a microphone.
Oh. Ooh, so, fancy. See how technically savvy he is. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. If you want me maybe 5 seconds, I'm going to push the button, and it's going to make a noise. And then I'll
I'm a little
right
turned
back.
On right now. Take your time.
I want to see what it sounds like when he comes back on when it's a different sound. All right, let me hear you.
Back, and you should be able to hear me fine now.
It's fine. Yeah, it's not. I was expecting. Was everybody like me, like we rubes in here, expecting he'd come on and go, "Hello, guys, here I am."
I thought it would make his voice really high.
Well, it's still a telephone line. It's just that now I'm able to speak to you through, you
it's
know, through the microphone instead of through my. This
so
is how
what
I
is,
actually do a lot of my my recording. If I'm directed by somebody from afar. I mean, from afar, sometimes Germany and all, they'll just make a phone call and be talking to me through my headphones, and I'll record it here and send them the audio. So it's pretty
cool.
Simple. Mm.
So Rob told me yesterday that you were going to come on the show because you are you the narrator, or are you the promo guy for Shark Week on Discovery? How's that working?
Yes, guys, it's how it works, you see, because these celebrities, they won't come on these talk shows unless they have something to plug.
That's right. That's cool. We like everybody loves Shark Week. I was excited
this
to hear
huge.
You doing that.
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah.
I know it. It's true. And it's fun. You know, even though Discovery Channel is, gosh, maybe half an hour from where I live.
Right.
I've never worked with them on the big ship, the big Discovery. I've worked on their other smaller channels. So this is so cool to get this because Shark Week, I think I read 26 different seasons they've done Shark Week and to huge ratings. So to get it on a Thursday night, apparently Thursday is their big night. Tomorrow night, they're going to do a thing called Nuclear Sharks. And it's all about the Bikini Atoll in the Pacific, back in World War II, they blew up. You know, they basically blew up everything.
Yeah, they tested
sharks.
The atomic weapons over there. Did it affect the sharks? Did they go like? Are they scary, like super large, double finned sharks, or anything like that?
Well, you know, that would make for a great promo, and maybe they should play it up that way. But no, that's not.
Didn't work out that way. Huh?
That's not the way it came up. No, it basically came down to survival. In that they killed just about everything. For hundreds of miles around, they were surprised to find out that somehow the sharks came back. And the question is, how did they do that?
How did they? So you're the promo guy for this, right? Can you give us a little taste?
No, I'm actually the narrator, the promo
guy. You narrate the whole thing.
I mean, yeah, he's not just doing 60 seconds.
Oh my god!
He's there throughout.
Mike. That's a big deal. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Look, Mike's happy for you. This is a first.
Yeah, I know. Mike is never happy for anybody.
Dude is somebody I feel joy from. Believe it or not, I always do. I felt the same way when he got the gig on the House of Cards.
Yes.
I dig that. But now I'm totally. I'm so proud of you, man. That's a great narrator. Listen, for those of us that have done narration in the past,
this is the cosmos.
You know, dude knows how big a deal this is.
It is.
I mean, we happen to be fortunate that Discovery is based around the D.C. area, And, you know, they're all over, obviously, but it's really, that's spectacular. You got to be really excited about this.
Well, I was, and so was my agent, and it was just one of those, it's the a signature now that I can say that I did some stuff for Discovery. And
Shark Week.
And so, you know, we'll move on from there, but that's I want to let you guys know, because you've been so supportive, and you have a wide audience. God, you've got the Eastern Shore of Maryland now. You've got good night, good evening, Ocean City.
Ocean City, 97.1, yes, at least for the summer. We're very happy about that.
Dude,
yes, go ahead.
Is your agent happy when one Rob Spiewak calls you and says, could you do something for cake and cookies?
You know, my agent doesn't have to know everything.
Yeah, amazingly, his agent no longer returns my calls. I don't know what happened there.
You know, the thing about Shark Week, which is so cool, dude, is that I really think that if you look back on the history of Discovery, the Discovery Network, the thing about it, that put Discovery on the map. That was the mm-hmm. exciting thing about Discovery, that was the reason that they were, you know, that they took off. Isn't that right?
I agree with you.
Yes.
And I honestly don't understand why the world is so fascinated with sharks. I mean, they're fun, but it's an amazing ratings bonanza every time they do a Shark Week. So,
well, I've learned a lot, and I've watched Shark Week, and I will tell you later in the show, I will be speaking about the latest shark film that I went to see yesterday, which was The Shallows with Blake Lively in a bikini, and
timely.
I will tell you about my and I don't want to tip my hand, but I left the theater a little early, and it wasn't because of the people around me who were difficult, but that was not the reason. Mm. I left.
Oh.
Yeah, just and that has to do specifically with the shark element of things. So we'll do that. So besides this one, so it's the nuclear fallout that the sharks survived, mm-hmm. and anything else that's coming up on Shark Week that's going to be involving you or anything that's coming up at all?
You know, I really don't know what else is going on. I'm so dude-centric. I didn't pay attention to any of the other shows.
Dude-centric.
I didn't even bother to see what else was on. I said, when's mine on? In Thursday. Okay, good.
Now, how sinister are you when you're doing your narration? I mean, do you really
Great
get
question.
Down?
Great
question. That is.
Because, you know, so many of these guys are, this is the way it was. Yes.
Well,
and no.
You know, I don't think that's what they were going for here. The prime person in this is Jacques Cousteau's son, Philippe Cousteau.
Philippe Cousteau, right.
Yeah, Philippe Cousteau. And they actually looking for more of a Rod Serling type read, which is to some of your audience, who?
Twilight Zone.
But Rod Serling was, you know, consider, if you will, you know, a nuclear shark, that kind of stuff.
Okay, cool. That is so cool.
But that's not really the way we did. We didn't go quite that deep with it. But it's true. It is edgy, you know. But it's fun to do.
And then any more? Now, what's the latest commercial that you've done? Because I know you do a
latest
lot of commercials.
Latest? Did I tell you about this before? Matthew McConaughey has been doing the Reliant Energy spot, Texas. Reliant Energy is the big
huge
company down in Texas.
It's like a Pepco.
Pepco of Texas for the people in D.C. area. He'd been doing them for a couple of years now. He ran into an impasse with somebody and decided he wasn't going to do them. And so my agent called me and said, can you do a Texas accent? So I started doing that, and I did a whole series of them. It was great. I had like a month worth of all kinds of spots going on down there, and it was great. And then he changed his mind somehow, damn him, and he's back doing them.
You can't compete against those superstars.
What's your Texas accent?
We got to hear mm-hmm. the Texas accent after that setup.
God, that's so hard to switch into right now. I wish I had the copy in front of me. You know?
I know. That's the way these guys work. They have to have the words in front of them, these superstar voice talents. Have you ever done any kind of animated feature stuff or cartoon work, dude?
Not cartoons per se. I've done stuff for Star Wars. You know, some of the Star Wars games.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Yeah, yeah. See, he
Mike's not happy for you anymore.
No, I'm not.
No, Mike looks sad.
Now I'm officially... Now I'm officially jealous, and I'm hanging up on you, dude. That's all there is to it. So give us one last plug. I want to know when you're going to be on Discovery, dude. Let us know, okay?
It'll be tomorrow night, Thursday night, at 9 o'clock during their prime Shark Week, and it's called Nuclear Sharks. An hour worth of a lot of shark footage, but mostly dude narration.
We'll be there. We'll be
dude centric. That's good. We love you, dude. Thanks so much, and good luck. We'll all be watching that tomorrow night. Okay.
Thanks for having me on, guys. We'll talk.
There you go. Yay, dude. Thank you,
dude.
Walker. And by the way, way back in the day, there was Dude Walker and Doug Limerick, who is now with ABC. I think Did Doug Limerick retire?
Doug
from
retired, but you know what's cool is if I'm friends with both of them on Facebook, it's cute. Right? They're still friends.
That's great.
They message great. Each other and stuff. It's great.
Dude and Doug. And I remember when Doug Limerick came out and did one of our WAMU American University radiothons one time. And I remember him talking on the microphone and giving a weather forecast and saying, should be partly cloudy out in the burbs. And I just said, cemented my desire. Believe it or not, that little, I want to be a DJ. I want to be a DJ. I want to be a cool DJ. That's very cool. When we come back, we will get to the Game of Thrones
Good.
Recap. And I probably won't have to... time to tell you about the movie experience. We can make that tomorrow. When we come back, I'm going to attempt to give you the synopsis of the season finale of Game of Thrones.
Excellent.
As only I can. I watch it a certain way, and I will convey that to you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. They're the best, no matter what you need for the home or office. They've got flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. But we love, 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 love their business cards. The best deal, bar none. 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards. Under $10, and Rob Spiewak's got one for us right now.
This is a first from Texas. We got this, not from Texas, from Kansas. We got this from McCormick Auto, LLC. They went through Vistaprint and got custom envelopes.
Ooh.
And so they used a custom envelope to send us two cards, and the letter is short. It says, TMOS gang, Vistaprint is the best. For Andy's card, we used our own logo. For my card, we used one of their many designs that they had on file. Then we upgraded. We even got special envelopes. Thanks for advertising the best stuff on your show. That comes from Megan and Andy McCormick from McCormick Auto. Two beautiful two-sided really cards.
Take advantage of the best deal online. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Okay, I've been delaying it, and so here it is. I really didn't even plan this. I'm not quite sure, but... this season, watched every single episode of Game of Thrones.
And in a timely manner. You watched
them in a timely manner.
Usually day of or day after.
Day of or day after, and I was all in on it, and it's been around for a while. I think, Oscar, am I right? Would it be season six?
Nice.
Was this season six with Game of Thrones?
The end of season six.
So here's the thing. I will do my best to tell you what happened on Game of Thrones, all right?
Okay.
The blonde lady...
Cersei.
The other blonde lady. Not Cersei. Cersei.
Suzanne Summers.
No, this is Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh,
Daenerys. She's the queen, right?
Oh, yeah. Khaleesi.
Oh, by the way, I might not be getting the episodes exactly right, but I know at some point the little guy, Peter Dinklage, was holed up in a pyramid. And they were attacking the pyramid with balls of fire with catapults. And
how
they
big
were
was this pyramid?
Mm. Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, it's massive. Huge.
Well, they didn't need to make it all that big if it was just for
him. And I think they were holed up in it. Peter,
yeah, it was
Tyrion. Tyrion Lannister.
The Tyrion Lannister.
Was holed up in this pyramid like the top of a space capsule.
Oh.
And then so they're hearing boom, boom. And they kind of figure they're done for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the bad people
it's
that
curtains.
Are coming back. Huh?
It's yeah. curtains.
They're coming back, and the bad people are coming back to take their slaves
Ooh,
back.
I yes. hate bad people.
Mm-hmm. And they're so, in Slaver's Bay.
Oh, that's right, Slaver's Bay. Thank you.
Is that Pig Latin?
Slaver's Bay.
Don't ruin this for us, Rob.
Too late.
So the thing is, the explosions are happening, and the door opens, like in the second to last, the penultimate episode.
Yes.
We got that right.
That's an excellent. Nice. I love that word.
The penultimate, and the door
Mike,
opens.
Mike, if you throw on your cape, this is going to be awesome.
And there she is, the queen of hearts.
Yes.
She comes Khaleesi. Walking in. Khaleesi, the queen of hearts.
Well, Khaleesi, I understand, is a rank, not a name. She is now, the Khaleesi is like being a queen is like being a Khaleesi.
Don't get muddled up in the details.
Right. Well, you're wrong. Now, and I'm trying to make that detail clear.
She's the dragon whisperer.
Yes, she is.
I'm going to lose my train of thought if you keep interrupting
okay,
me.
I'll stop
this.
Now.
Meanwhile, the Jon Snow... who was brought back to life by the lady that shows her breasts a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dreamboat.
She
did the
brought him back to life.
Bring him back to life?
No. She yeah. said like magic prayers over
Don't worry
him.
About the details, Rob.
Okay.
Yeah. She said magic. But anyway, he's been back to life for a while, and he's riding around the countryside trying to get people to join his gang.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to get people to join his gang, and it's not, sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't go well. Meanwhile, Arianna Huffington Stark.
Yes.
Is the little blind girl.
Arya Stark,
that, Arya Stark is the blind girl that that went into this other, I think it's another pyramid.
Oh.
And she goes into a pyramid.
The Warby Parker pyramid.
It's a scheme.
The Warby Parker pyramid. It. And she had lots of, and they're like people's dead faces. Oh, that no. are on the
You've
wall.
Told us about this
yeah,
pyramid
told us
before.
About that, yes.
All right, but anyway, so she's hopping around and she's free.
She gets her vision back.
And when she got her vision back, but then her trainer, who was teaching her how to kill, she went rogue. Arya Stark.
Arya Stark.
That
and
bitch.
And the trainer chased her down and tried to kill her, but she didn't, and she ended up killing the trainer.
Yeah.
So now she's loose.
Yeah.
As we go
a free agent.
As we go into the season finale, she's loose. You
don't know who's
going
to pick her up in the draft.
So many loose threads when the season finale began, Mike. You must have been very excited.
Take note of this. That'll come back into play. That's why I mentioned that. All right.
Okay.
So then, now we get to the real big story. The big story is right around the High Sparrow. The High Sparrow is putting Cersei, and now I know the names. Cersei Lannister. Mm. Who is the twin sister of Tony Lannister.
Tony?
And hey, Tyrion
Tony!
Lannister.
Hey,
Tony Lannister.
You see a pyramid with all the faces? That is some spooky pyramid.
Tony Lannister's the guy with one hand. That's
the
a good-looking guy. Gets a lot of ass.
I can't really believe does, that in yeah. this universe, it doesn't seem like everyone should have a last name. I don't know that why they have last names. Like this guy, Jon Snow. That sounds like a guy you'd go to school with.
Jon Snow's he's like the
Jaime
superstar.
Lannister.
Jaime, that's right, just like I said.
Tony.
So Jaime and Cersei, here's the thing. They're twins, right? But they got jiggy with it, unfortunately. I mean, imagine all the horrible things that might happen.
Like on the Patty Duke show. That happened, I think, too.
It's very nasty. So Cersei is really in big trouble because the High Sparrow has banished her, and they're going to put her on trial. And she is in cahoots with the really hot queen girl who shows her naked body all the time.
Marjorie Tyrell.
What is it?
Oh, no. Is that Marjorie
Tyrell? Yeah, it's the Tyrell lady. Marge Tyrell.
Now, you say the High Sparrow
Margie.
Put her on trial?
She put the Cersei. He's been horrible to Cersei. He made her walk naked through the streets. He put her in a dungeon.
Yeah, the High Sparrow is just, he's got enemies everywhere.
I understand he also took out another room that seats 70.
But hold on, Rob. Hold on, Rob.
Yes?
Listen, this is important.
Okay.
This is really, really important. Cersei's son is the king, and the High Sparrow turned the king against his own mother, Cersei.
Ooh.
Which not is okay. a big deal. And by the way, Cersei's other son was a king, and he got killed by the little guy. This is just
the little guy? Tyrion Lannister?
The Tyrion Lannister,
right,
way back. So she's waiting to go on trial, and they're gonna, you know, for her life. That's it. Pony, am I doing okay so far?
You're doing pretty good. I'm enjoying this.
Tommen.
So the Common, they're no rappers.
No. Tommen is the young king.
The king, yeah. All right. What?
Make a note of that.
Tommen Baratheon is the name that the young king.
Oh, okay. He's a wuss. I mean, he's just a total king.
Oh, I hate a wuss really. King.
Mm-hmm. No, he's just not with it. Well, the other king was like, at least you could hate him.
Right.
This king is just there. He just lays there. You know,
doesn't bring anything to the throne.
On.
Tommen
there's
is the common king.
So Stephen Douglas McIntyre is making arrangements
Sparrow.
For the High Sparrow for a big, big ass trial. And he's flipped Common.
He's flipped Common
the king, and he's flipped the lady with the great rack that
Marjorie.
Now, when you
Queen Marjorie,
when you say he's
Queen
flipped
Cans.
Them,
Queen Cans.
That's right,
Queen Cans. That's it. Yeah.
What? When he flipped him, what does that mean? What does it mean when he flipped him?
Well, he turned them against.
They go Sports from talk. Being like understanding the show to being really obsessed about the show.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Very good.
They went from defense to offense.
And so, but they form their own thing, and they put
special
teams. They put brands. They carve like the logo, a Charles Manson logo, in their forehead. They're not swastikas, but they're like pentagrams that they carve in there just to show how they're
devoted.
They're devoted to the gods.
Sure.
That's what it is. But he's got control over everybody because the religious fervor has taken hold of the city. And I don't know.
Extremism,
the
Mike.
Fervor spreads like wildfire.
What is King's Landing?
Is it King's Landing?
I think it is.
No, I think that's in Loudoun County.
So anyway, well, they're all King's Landing.
They tried to build
Landings
Disney World one time.
So let's call it Bristow. So
I'll give you the name.
Cersei is in the guard tower in Bristow waiting to go on trial, and Stephen Douglas McIntyre is gathering everybody for her trial, and she's toast, okay?
In the kingdom of Bristow, do all the castles look exactly alike?
Oh, absolutely.
They look like used tires.
Yes.
So meanwhile, the only thing Cersei's got going for is that she's got this guy like Ben Roethlisberger, who's this giant mountain of a guard that she's got that's got a mangled face.
Right.
And he takes care of business. He can kill people with one hand.
Right.
He's that strong. And she's getting ready to go to trial. And so that's the big thing. Meanwhile, the king is going to be going to this trial. He's kind of conflicted because it's his mommy that's going to be put on trial. But he's going to go to the show anyway because he buys in on the High Sparrows.
And the cans are in as well.
And the cans, too. Yeah. And the cans are in, too. That's the lady.
She's pled guilty of being hot.
And he's married to her, right?
They're married.
So Common is married to Perky Tease, and he's going down to the trial. But the big guard, Benjamin.
Now, there was a lot of talk online earlier this season about a Hodor. Where does Hodor fit in?
Hodor's dead, Rob. Yeah. I'm
sorry
to tell you that.
I know, but
I mean, doppelganger.
Yeah, he's not Mike's doppelganger.
Hodor. Yeah, the slow-witted giant who stopped everybody from stopped the ice eaters from chasing down the fat guy.
Holding the door.
Yeah. He's holding maybe not the fat guy. Might have been the guy that can't walk. I don't know. Kind of confused now.
It's the guy that saved him that held the door.
Hodor held the door while the one girl dragged the kid that can't walk.
Yeah, the three-eyed raven, Mike. Raven.
Well, the three-eyed raven, that's Max von Sydow. I know that one. That's Max von Sydow. He's the one that lived in the tree.
Yeah, that's right. And he likes apple pie with just a piece of cheddar cheese.
Would you just put a little piece cheddar cheese on the apple pie?
At home wondering what's going on,
this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you're enjoying our recap, our stellar recap.
I feel
of
like
Game
I've
of Thrones.
Been there for the whole season now.
To make a long story short, which is really hard to do because, I mean, this show goes on.
It does.
On. Cersei, who's the evil queen mother, is up there in her little house getting ready to go to this trial. Meanwhile, these little brat kids that kill people are leading the people with the carved pentagrams in their foreheads all around the city, and they lead this one guy underneath, and underneath the city is this oil. Or like natural gas.
It's
or
explosives.
Whatever. It's an explosive. It's an accelerant, right?
Oh, okay. Well,
the whole time, Cersei has been planning to have this accelerant underneath the courthouse.
Yeah.
And they're all gathered. All of her enemies are in one place.
Yes.
And they're gathered to see her. Meanwhile, she's up in her Ivory condo.
Tower.
She's in her condo with John Cena with his helmet, and they're getting ready to blow up the city, and it's what they do, and Cersei blows up the High Sparrow. Mm. Stephen Douglas McIntyre is in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Perky Cans is in pieces.
Left and right have finally split.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, she spared her son, the king.
How does she spare
him?
Wouldn't
let
because
him go
she
to court.
Sent she sent Rocky Rowdy Piper down to hold his shoulder and say,
Rowdy
you're not,
Roddy Piper,
you're not coming, brother. You're not coming to the trial. You stay right here. Yeah. And he's a little wimpy king, blonde doughboy king. He doesn't
sort of a fancy lad.
Yeah, he's a little fancy.
Yeah, that's
pliable,
not what you want. You know what
he's got no spine.
Tab Patterson.
He's pliable, and he doesn't go. So he stays there, and she blows this courthouse up, and he looks out the window and sees this, and he's overcome because everything he believes in is done. And you know what he does? Mm. He jumps out the window.
What?
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, Pony and Oscar, who watched the show, all his sons are gone. Right? All her sons are gone now, right?
The lineage.
She doesn't have, she doesn't have anybody except her brother, Tony Lannister, who has the dead hand, the chopped off hand, Jaime Lannister.
Yeah.
And he sees, and then she puts herself on the
throne. She's the oldest.
So she is the like mayor of Bristow.
She's the next in line to the throne.
But if she gets herself, but if she gets herself knocked up, she could still birth another king, right?
Oh yeah.
And I think that's probably what'll happen. Maybe John Cena will bone her.
Mm-hmm. Meantime, the other piece of ass, who is the queen of dragons, the mother of dragons,
Khaleesi.
She's taken a cruise with Tyrion after Tyrion
all inclusive.
Kneeled down and pledged his allegiance to her, and she made him the hand of the mother.
The hand of the king.
The hand of the queen. The hand of the queen.
Yeah.
And what is that? What does that job entail?
Oh, that's a big deal. That's
first lieutenant.
Like you're the big stick. You run the secret police.
Like the consigliere. He's like Tom Hagen. Yeah.
Only maybe even more powerful.
And a pretty heartfelt breakup.
Right. Ooh. And now, meanwhile, back at the Ironborn house, the old man, dirty, nasty, just prick of an old man, is sitting there, and he ran the Red Wedding where everybody died.
I remember that episode. Absolutely.
So he killed all the Stark women.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a bad guy. Meanwhile, Arya Stark, who can put any face on and disguise herself, disguises herself as this hooker.
Yeah,
this piece of ass hooker that pours wine for people,
a prostitute,
and services them, and she sneaks into the dirty old man's house and offs him, which was just a beautiful
scene. Little revenge.
How did she kill him?
Cut his throat like a dog.
After she fed him her sons.
Yes,
after his sons.
Yeah, she chopped up and put him in a pie.
Yeah, a meat pie.
Oh,
a meat
that's pie.
Not the good kind.
That's a horrible way.
And she says, "Look at the pie." And he lifts up the crust of the pie and you see a thumb, and that's pretty gross.
Yeah. Oh.
So that's nasty. And then she kills him. And meanwhile, the superstar of the show, John Stark. Jon Snow.
Yes.
I've totally forgotten what he did.
I'll pick it up from here, Mike.
Oh, wait. He becomes the King of the North. They pledge their allegiance
to
him.
And a really great scene. I got chills.
Because, okay. So they're not going to vote for him.
Right.
They're not going to vote because he goes to the Winterfell Convention. And at the Winterfell Convention,
hosted by Bobby Poe, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're making light of this.
No, not at all.
It's like Tailhook for the Navy.
And so he goes, at this little meeting, nobody's really stepping up,
right?
Except for this tiny girl, this other little girl
who says,
you know, he's our man. You ought to back him up. Look what he's done for us. This is our guy. I don't care. And by the way, the big thing, even with all this incest, is that Jon Snow's a bastard. And I'm not talking about the Donald Trump kind of bastard. I'm meaning like he's really
born out of wedlock.
Out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what. And so she says, "Listen, don't worry about all that crap. He's a good dude, and I'm pledging my allegiance to him." And then these big giant knights, after the little girl gave her speech, they're completely taken in, and they put their swords down and said, "You're the man, Jon Snow.
We'll fight for you.
You're the man. Look at my brother Belo. You will not get this. You will not get this." And so it's really terrific. And the thing about Jon Snow, nothing really phases him since he came back from the dead. You know, he just has that blank, "I'm a pretty actor" look all the time, you know, and to be honest with you, not one of my favorite characters.
Well, Mike, he's played by Kit Harington, and anytime a guy is named Kit.
Kitty Cat.
Yeah.
Kitty Cat Harington. Kitty Cat. Yeah, there you go.
I think he's great.
And other than that, I'm trying to think. Not everybody involved. The big David Letterman-looking girl that's super tall.
Ooh, that's high praise. I want to see her.
Yeah, so you got the Starks. You have the Lannisters. You have Daenerys Targaryen Khaleesi, but Khaleesi is her title. She's not.
Yeah.
Her real name is Daenerys Targaryen.
I think most people know her as Khaleesi. She's the Dragon Whisperer.
That's right. By the way, a good name for a cat. Again, we're back to that.
And she's bringing her circus all the way across the ocean to wreak havoc.
She's going international
on the Seven Kingdoms.
And she brought the little guy with her.
What?
Didn't she bring the little guy on the cruise?
Yeah, Peter Dinklage, I think he's on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's on the boat.
Was he a carry-on?
No, he's standing on a box. That's it. He's standing on a box so he can see over the boat rail, you know? But he doesn't have to do that to see the dragons because they're flying overhead.
Sure.
And it's cool because the dragons get down low sometimes and kind of dip their wings into the water, which is kind of cool. You know, they're not like a 747. That happened, they'd blow up, you know?
Well, I mean.
Thanks for clarifying, Mike.
They did land on they landed a plane on the Hudson. I'm sure nothing's impossible.
Yeah. A lot of people died, though. A lot of people died.
Did you enjoy the finale? Did you like it?
I did. Yeah. I liked it. I'm almost. I'm thinking.
Your
by the
tone.
Time,
in fact, I never do.
In fact, I did. I'm all in. I'm trying to figure it out, and I know the Lannisters now. I know who the Lannisters are, and I know who the Starks are. Perfect. And I know that Jon Snow is half Stark.
You've come a long way, Mike. And right. Also, let me say that as far as the season is concerned, one of my favorite scenes was the battle scene from the penultimate episode.
Yes, the penultimate episode where they're outside the castle and they're just going nuts. Oh, and in that episode,
yes,
the real evil guy, Michael Bolton, he gets eaten by dogs.
Oh,
and I mean, for my money, you're gonna kill a guy on TV, have him eaten by his own dogs.
Yeah,
you can't get better than
good
that.
Stuff.
You
know?
And that's easier than making the pie because you don't have to make a crust.
Well, you get
that's
it from right. Red yeah. Apron.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
By the way, if my dogs were gonna eat me, they'd start today and it wouldn't wrap up until 2020. Maybe. You know. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on O'Maracast, David Kolesar sits in and he shares about what he loves about Mike O'Mara.
I've always liked Mike O'Mara. You know, his personality, you know, I've always sort of, you know, he's really relatable. You know what I mean? You know, even though he's been in the radio business forever, you know, to me and, you know, a lot of my friends that listen to him, he seems just like a normal guy, you know, just like a normal, approachable guy. People in my demographic, you know, kind of like that. You know what I mean? Somebody that, you know, you can just listen to and relate to.
If you want to be a guest on O'Maracast, send a note to Facebook.com/O'Maracast or at O'Maracast on Twitter. Remember to download O'Maracast every week on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I agree with everything he said. Remember the slogan of the Mike O'Mara Show
yes.
from me personally, Mike O'Mara. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm a bigger loser than you are. There you go.
It's
welcome
relatable.
Back to the. Thank you. It's relatable. But it's the way I perceive myself. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Warby Parker. Let me show you these today. All right, there you go.
I like
those.
See the blue?
Those are great. Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that. Those are my my frames from
Warby
Parker.
Boy, do they make your eyes pop.
Thank you so much, darling. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Warby Parker is the answer to people that hate getting new eyeglasses and hate the outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses from Warby Parker start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. The whole schmear.
Everything.
Okay? The whole schmear. To quote Rodney Dangerfield from Caddyshack. Choosing the frames is convenient and easy. They have a free try-on program where you can try out 5 pairs for 5 days. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS and choose your 5 favorite styles, and they are shipped to you with no obligation. Then you have 5 days for family and friends to help you decide which frames are best for you. Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there's no middleman. Warby sells directly to the customer, so whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations like I did in Miami or warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS. Get your glasses there. A lot of our listeners wear glasses. Please get your glasses.
Yes.
We want to really impress this client because I love them and I want them to be on for a long time. So go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, pick out your 5 favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free, and then you decide. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS. I know if you try these glasses like me, you will not be disappointed, and I'd like to say in advance to all of our listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, please, thank you.
News.
News.
It seems like we just got done talking about Game of Thrones, and here I am talking about it again.
What?
Well, it seems like it could go on forever. It's extremely popular. The books it's based on are literally still being written. There's basically an endless supply of characters and storylines, and even though every episode costs more than $10 million to make.
Each episode?
Yes.
That's unheard of. heard of for television.
Why it's successful, tremendous, you know, promotional. Wow. I mean, production values.
Wow,
it's a centerpiece for HBO, and it easily makes that up in subscriptions, cable package cuts, merchandising, and home video. The show's creators, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Did I get Benioff right?
I
don't
want to
miss that.
Sounds right.
They say it won't continue indefinitely. In fact, they have an end date in mind, and it's coming soon.
Oh.
Benioff says, "Quote: Two more seasons is what we're talking about. From pretty close to the beginning, we talked about doing this in 70 to 75 hours, and that's what we'll end up with. Call it 73 for now." I don't know the money situation with actors, but those actors, like the stars of the show, are set now, right? Because the show is going to go on.
Well,
and it'll
I would imagine,
you know,
but also think about it. The characters are already built into the books, right?
Right.
So when you get into a role like that, you know what your run is.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And
it's
also,
truly spectacular.
Obviously, I mean, if you don't read the books, this show doesn't care about killing off big characters, mm-hmm. does
not
it?
Not at all. Not
so,
at all.
I mean, so if you think you're going to be too big for the run, well, maybe
yeah.
you
yeah.
go to another wedding.
Let's recall Khaleesi, the dragon queen. She didn't want to take it off for season two, and then she took it off for season six.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, $10 million unbuttons a lot of buttons.
73 episodes. Now, each season of Game of Thrones has 10 episodes, and so 73 would mean there are just 13 more episodes over two shortened seasons. I hope not. I don't mind the two seasons. I hope it's two full seasons. That's what I think.
I think you're going to see more episodes than that if the fervor continues and if the material is there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
they might. The other producers could jump in and do it.
They're already making noise about the story getting away from them a little bit, but I don't think so. The producers insist it's important to stick to the plan. Quote, "We're trying to tell one cohesive story with a beginning, middle, and an end. We've known the end for quite some time, and we're hurtling towards it." That's cool. I like that. It's not supposed to be an ongoing show where every season is trying to figure out new storylines. We wanted it to be one giant story without padding it out. So that's it. 13 episodes left, maybe 15. If we're lucky, that's supposedly according to the producers. We'll have to wait and see.
If they can stick to it, it's very honorable. You know, The Sopranos did a pretty good job about ending it at the right time, too.
Yeah,
I think.
You got to do that, and I think it's smart. Caitlyn Jenner has wanted to be a woman for a long time, even back in 1976 when she was an Olympic gold medal winner in peak male physical shape. She told Sports Illustrated, quote, "I was big and thick and masculine. The rest of the world thought it was this Greek god kind of body, but I hated it. Being a macho male was a way for me to try to convince myself that the woman living inside of me really isn't living inside of me." Obviously, it didn't work, but she added that she is, quote, and I have to do the impression at some point.
Of course, of course.
"Very proud of that part of my life. It's part of who I am."
Thank you very much.
Well, it gave her the stage she has today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't hear that much about Caitlyn since the transition. You haven't heard that much about her. That's the first time we've gotten some quotes on
this. She's on the cover of SI. Is it this week?
Yep.
Yeah. So I think maybe another push.
The world has lost two legendary coaches as the year of just horrible loss continues. Pat Summitt and Buddy Ryan passed. Pat died yesterday, 5 years after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. She was only 64. She coached the Tennessee Lady Vols girls basketball team from 74 to 2012, amassing an incredible record. Listen to this. 1,098 wins with just 208 losses.
Wow.
That's Division I. I don't care if it's women's body. It's amazing that she did that. She, the winningest coach in NCAA basketball history, male or female. She won 8 national titles and was honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2012. Buddy Ryan, who we used to have a lot of fun with. Oh, did we have fun making fun of Buddy Ryan. He died yesterday of cancer. He was 85. Buddy was a highly respected defensive coach over 26 seasons. He worked for the New York Jets, the Vikings, the Bears, the Oilers. He also spent 4 years as head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles and 2 more with the Arizona Cardinals. He won 2 Super Bowls with the Jets in 69. I didn't know that.
Wow.
And with the Bears in 86. Bills coaches Rex and Rob Ryan are his sons. Mm. And that is a huge loss for the NFL, a legendary coach.
Let me throw in one more thing. Last night I learned the death of Scotty Moore. I don't have him in the audio vault because he's pretty old-timey. He was Elvis's first guitarist. If you ever heard an Elvis record before Elvis was in the Army, that guitar sound was invented by Scotty Moore. If you like rock and roll... Yeah, I think he did play on that. Yeah, I think he did. So anytime you hear a great Elvis record, think of Scotty Moore. Mm. Safe home, an amazing guitarist.
You guys want to know the best cities to go to for the 4th of July?
Yes.
Is it Frederick, Maryland?
Frederick, Maryland.
Because I'm headed there.
Seattle, Washington. Here are the rest of the best 10. Minneapolis, Minnesota. New Orleans. Orleans, D.C., Portland, Oregon, St. Louis, San Diego, Milwaukee, San Francisco, and Orlando. Those are the top ones. And I don't know how they did this. I guess it's weather forecasts, parks, whether fireworks are legal, and the number of fireworks shows. Here are the worst cities.
Okay.
Laredo, Texas. I don't know how it got on there, but it's there. North Las Vegas. Well, if it's
because it's cold.
But I mean, wait, doesn't Las Vegas have an incredible fireworks display on the 4th?
Yeah, like every day, right?
Irving, Texas, Gilbert, Arizona, San Bernardino, Arlington, Texas, Garland, Texas. God, Texas is getting reamed here. Newark, New Jersey, not a good place for the 4th. Riverside, California, not good. And Mesa, Arizona. I don't know about those bad cities.
Not good in general, Mike.
A fan of Mesa. That's where the University of Phoenix is.
No, they're in Tempe. Tempe rules. Mesa.
Tempe rules. That's right. Okay. Not too hot.
Newark, the reason they got bad review is that last year Chris Christie ate all the fireworks.
There was Chris Christie. A 43-year-old guy in Lumberton, North Carolina was at a Sonic last week because his wife works there as a manager. He got into an argument with one of the employees, 24-year-old Telvin Drummond. Then they pulled their guns out and they shot at each other. Telvin shot the man and he had to go to the hospital with injuries. So far, no charges have been filed because the cops are still investigating. The only reason I put this story in News You May Not Need, the name of the man who was shot at the Sonic, Ronald McDonald. Sorry. It's the only reason I put that in.
I like it.
And now a little something something. A 51-year-old magician named Richard Cook was out in a big tourist area in Clearwater, Florida this weekend. And by the way, at the end of the story, I finally found my Florida hook.
Oh, good.
You know, for years we had a buzz saying, thank you, Florida.
Right.
But I now have my new one, and it will be hopefully a source of ongoing joy. Just wanted a little tease with that. It was Clearwater. He was offering to do magic tricks, and a woman took him took him up on the offer, and he said he was going to make her a scarf disappear. She wasn't wearing a scarf, but he said he was going to make a scarf disappear.
Okay.
He told the woman to put both of her arms out in front of her, and once he did, he pulled off her bikini bottoms. She managed.
Oh my God.
She managed to grab them and keep them close to her body, so nothing was exposed. And then Richard tried to grab them again. He was arrested for felony battery, and go figure. It turns out he's not really a magician, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Which leads me to today's state slogan.
Yes.
Florida, you really can't tell if we're normal. All right. See? That's limitless, you know?
Yeah, I like
Hopefully
that.
By the end of the year, people are going to be sending them to me. All right? Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. robandjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You ever wonder what way you can really help this show chug along?
Yeah.
We need lots of help, ladies and gentlemen, from you, the listeners. We have a passionate fan base, and there is no doubt in my mind that we have the most passionate fans in the world, and they help us go. They really, really do. The show continues to grow a little bit, but we need it to grow a lot more. But the people that are with us really help us by shopping at Amazon.com and by doing it through the Mike O'Mara Show page. Through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It helps the show, so it doesn't cost you any extra. So while you're running around and you want to do some online shopping this summer for gifts, graduations, whatever.
If you're shopping for your office.
Anything.
If you shop for your office, some people have made $10,000 purchases and gone through the page. Doesn't cost them anymore, and it helps this show amazingly.
Yeah.
Go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then all you do is shop like you normally would, and it helps us, and we tell you that all the time, but it really does make a difference, and thank you in advance. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, June 29th, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
Let's start with this one. I love this tape, and it's on YouTube. It was trending yesterday.
Her name is G Star Swain. She's a singer. She's not a famous singer, but she has a lot of videos up. And what she did was kind of gutsy. She went to the Lincoln Memorial. And if you've ever been to the Lincoln Memorial, it's huge. And it has the statue of Lincoln in it, center. And then there's like a little courtyard off to the left and a little courtyard off to the right inside the what is essentially a temple. And she stood in the right part of the memorial where the acoustics are amazing, and she belts out the national anthem and absolutely kills it. And what's so cool, not only how great are the acoustics, but you see people starting to surround her as she sings it, because she's just doing it to one camera phone, and she really does a great job. I think this is a really neat tape.
Oh, say does the Star Spangled Banner yet wave?
To be there for that.
When you're at one of the most patriotic parts of our city, and to hear that lady belt that out like that, pretty incredible. Check it out. It's a great thing to watch.
I can't wait to see that.
We were talking about Game of Thrones. This is a great story. Kit Harington, who played Jon Snow,
yes,
when he auditioned, he had a black eye.
Oh.
When he actually went before producers, and he explains why. This is a good story.
I went into the McDonald's and with this girl I was sort of dating at the time. It was late at night and there was no seats. Like, asked this this guy and this girl he was with if we could sit on the same table as them, and they said yes. We sat down, and quite quickly he started being really rude to the girl I was with, calling her names, and we were like, we'll just finish our food, we don't want any trouble, and then go. And then he called her something like an ugly pig or something worse. And so I called him up for a fight, which I'd never done before. And of course he'd been sat down the whole time, so he got up and he just kept going. And I just realised that I had to, at that point, throw the first punch, otherwise I looked like a complete wimp. And I got battered. So then I went to the Jon Snow audition with a black eye. Which I think that man who punched me in the face may have helped me get the job. So if you're watching, thank you.
Pretty good story.
Looked tough, right? Yeah. You walked in.
That's a tough guy. That's real courage right there.
Love the story. Cool. He got up and just kept going.
Yeah,
he just kept getting up. Yeah.
I can't relate to that.
Mike, do you know the name, if I say to you, Anne LePage? Do you know that name?
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I'm not sure.
She's the First Lady of Maine.
Oh, and, that's right. She's working at the diner.
Yeah, and this is sort of sad because Maine has the lowest governor's salary of all 50 states.
Yeah, and he's a douche. So, he really is.
Well, then he won't be
seen. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm not. We don't do a political show. So that's just pure emotion on my part. This guy, man, he just gets out all the time. Man, shut up. Shut up. He's yelling at people all the time. It's horrible.
Mrs. The First Lady of Maine, Mrs. LePage, is waiting tables this summer.
Oh, honey, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. But I told him, I said, you know, my money that I earn here, I'm putting it in a little kitty.
Smoke
I want to buy a car this summer.
Smokescreen.
You think?
Yes. Of course. I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Really?
Yes, he's a corrupt politician. They're all corrupt. Come on.
Well, all right. I don't understand. How does that how does that lend to a smokescreen?
What way will it get people to think you're the everyman? That you're not taking money from big government? That you're not taking money from lobbyists?
Big lobster.
Have your wife go down and work in the local diner. Well, geez, she's the every woman. Look at her out there slaying the dragon, all that. Oscar, could be totally true, could be not true. But I'm going on, not true.
Okay.
I hope she gets that car.
Yeah. By the way, there's some great diners in Maine, too.
Becky's.
Yeah, Becky's Diner, absolutely.
Oh, the
incredible.
Best, the best.
This guy has really mobilized the great state of Maine in that kind of way that I don't like.
There, I got you.
I'm not
going to
say anything more about
Let
that.
Us close with this. This I don't get to say very often. Julia brought me this tape.
There you go.
She found this online.
A picture of Rob? That really was a picture of Robert standing at her
Can you believe how tall he's gotten?
Is he going to be taller than you and your dad?
He'll probably be at least 6'2", because, you know, Carrie's 5'10".
Okay, that's right. Yeah, he's going to be super. He has sprouted overnight, that kid.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
They're both so tall. It's crazy. So Julia brings this to me. Kind of makes me wish I had thought of this. This got 230,000 retweets over 4 days.
Whoa.
A Japanese girl takes a vacuum cleaner and puts it up to a harmonica. That's using technology for the good. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Wow, that's not at all awesome. What I expected. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com to mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick.
Thank you.
Our address is TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Good day.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.